Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Acme Fintrade India Limited earnings conference call for Q2 and September ended 2024. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nirmal Kumar Jain, Chairman and Managing Director from Acme Fintrade India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to wish Happy Dhanteras and warm welcome to Acme Fintrade India Limited earnings conference call for second quarter and half-yearly ended 2024. I would like to begin expressing my gratitude to all of you for sparing your valuable time and joining us. With me are Mr. Aakash Jain, CEO of the company, Mr. Rajnish Ghaliyal, CFO of the company, and Adfactors PR and our investor relations team. Since this is our second earnings conference call, I would like to share a brief background and overview about the company and some key recent developments before we get into the business and financial performance. This is the company name of our Gurudev, where Acme is stand for Acharya Kripa Tulsi Sagar and for Maharaj and for his followers. That is Acme Fintrade India Limited, incorporated in 1996. Myself is Nirmal Jain, Chartered Accountant and Chief Accountant. I was practicing Chartered Accountant in Mumbai, and we started this company in 1996 with blessing of our Gurudev, Acharya Kripa Tulsi Sagar Ji Maharaj. I myself also belong to a very rural area, and Gurudev also belongs to the same area. The main object behind this company was to provide a financial solution in rural and semi-urban area because there are many challenges where the people need and deserve people want to do something, but they have the financial solution. So the product named Assam Loans, where the approach is that easily access is easy, where appraisal is easy, where documentation is easy, and where terms and conditions requirement is easy. That's why it is called Assam Loans, and it is 100% secured product we are financing, but some practical appraisal is there up to 5 lakh rupees for income assessment. We are adopting appraisal means on basis of the practical income and business background and all that. And we started this company with the two-wheeler financing, and the main object behind was that to reach maximum people with minimum risk. See that the two-wheeler financer, when up to 60% they are the first buyer in a two-wheeler field, and if a person who connects with the company for two-wheeler financing and is satisfied with the services of the company, it is a general tendency that he, for his next requirement, his family member and relative, they definitely come to the same company's institution, and that is the benefit what we are getting because we have more than 2 lakh customers we already served, and we are getting very good referral business because of the two-wheeler financing. And other product we are financing is three-wheeler, four-wheeler, commercial vehicle, and SME segment we are financing to the individual small trader manufacturer. They are our customer, and we generally, every district level, we have got our office, and at the taluka level, we have got our branch or this collecting center is there, and we cover through that 25-25-kilometer radius of two-wheeler dealer, and that's where we are operating in accepting this urban format. And that has played a key role in our success. That's why every customer, whether it is two-wheeler, four-wheeler, or SME loan, we know through our employees personally. We can know the quality of collateral security what he's offering, his business. We can understand personally, and we know his market reputation, his behavior, his track record and all that. That has helped us a lot. Presently, we are operating in the 4 states. Maximum operation are from Rajasthan, where we have got 15 branches. And in other states, MP, Gujarat and this Maharashtra, we have got 3 branches. This quarter particularly we are talking about has been very good for the company, because this is the first quarter after IPO. And if you look at our performance, it has always been very encouraging, because if we look at our past track record, we started in 96 and our AUM was in the slow steady growth was there always, but in 16 our AUM was 84 crores and in 17 it was 146 crores and 18 it was 236 crores and 19 it was 540 crores. So only because during the COVID season, we strategically decided to focus on the collection instead of the venturing into new business, because if you see the COVID, the main effect was in rural and semi-urban, which is our operating area. And board decided strategically to slow down our disbursement and reduce our liability. During that period, we reduced our debt from 420 crore to 170 crore, almost 250 crores we repaid, and we subsequently increased our equity. And then in 2022, we started actively started disbursement, and because of this strategy and the management decision, we navigated successfully during the COVID period, and that is the strongest point of, because impact was very bad, but due to our strategy, we navigated successfully, and after this IPO, we are actively doing, and we are getting very good response from the market. We are mainly concentrating the 3 products only right now, and everywhere in the Rajasthan and other states, we are planning to, during the Navratri also, we opened 9 new branches. Every third day, we open new branches, and there is a lot of experience and qualified manpower has been recruited. We are using digital platform also, and if you look at our AUM, that is showing growth of approximately 24.5%, and quality of asset is also improving, where you see that GNPA, one time during the COVID time, it was about 5%, which has reduced from 3.63% in March 24 to 3.13%. Means every quarter on quarter basis, there is an improvement, and asset quality is also improving. And NNPA, that was 1.74% in March 24, that has also been reduced to 1.41%. But there is a continuous growth is there, AUM is also increasing, and we are also maintaining the quality of AUM. That's why we are projecting 50% growth this year, and with the first 2 quarters, we are hopeful and confident 100% that we will achieve what we have targeted. Our liability side also, we are getting good response from existing lender, and also new lenders are being added. We have got very good co-lending arrangement with Hinduja Finance, Mass Finance, Shriram and Singularity. And they are also giving a very good response, and even Singularity has increased our spread from 6.5% to 4.5%, and they are giving good terms. They will increase our competitive strength through this co-lending arrangement. Board, if you look at our board, that is a very experienced, qualified board is there. KMTs are also qualified and experienced. We have got the customer base of more than 2 lakh customers, and technology, we are giving very good importance. Digital platform is coming. It will make easy access to the customer, and it will also reduce our debt and also the operating expenses. So the company, the way we are going, we are 100% hopeful, and the response what we are getting in the vehicle finance and SME segment, due to our past experience, past contacts, and the confidence what customer is placing in us, that is increasing, and we are very much hopeful that this year in March will be very good for the company, and we will achieve what we have targeted. So loan book portfolio is also with good quality, it's increasing, and Yes, sir, we are confident, and we have good got placed on all the products. It's not only one or two products. We are giving importance to all products, and in all the four states, we are increasing our presence through the opening of new branches. We are planning to open three branches by March. New branches will be opened in MP, three in Maharashtra, and three in Gujarat. So business, vehicle business is also very increasing and very good sign in this SME sector also. So overall, the performance of company is good, and I'm 100% sure and confident that this year will give a new growth, and we will achieve our projections this year. And now I would like to hand over to our Ashutosh Jain, CEO of the company, to show some of our key recent development and strategy of the company.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. Myself, Ashutosh Jain, CEO of the company. And I thank you all for joining our quarter two earnings call. First of all, very happy Dhanteras and happy Diwali to all the listeners and their family members. We are excited to share our progress with our listing, as this quarter has been both busy and transformative for us. I am pleased to report that our asset under management reached 425 crores by the end of quarter two, reflecting a robust growth of 24.51% year-on-year. Each of our product segment has shown a strong performance. Our SME business loan segment grew by 24%, while our vehicle loan segment saw an impressive 43% increase compared to last year. Our profit for the year stood at 8.14 crores, marking a significant growth of 124.16% growth over quarter two of financial year 2023-24. Disbursements for the quarter reached 59.23 crores, showing remarkable growth of 64.48% quarter-on-quarter and an astounding 185.72% growth year-on-year. During this quarter, we strategically planned our geographical expansion across the four states where we operate. We successfully opened 9 new branches during auspicious occasion of Navratri, one branch each day, increasing our total from 12 to 24 branches since the start of this financial year. We aim to open additional branches targeting a total of 35 by year end. This expansion has been supported by the addition of over 100 new employees, strengthening our workforce significantly. We also partnered with lending financial institutions including Induja Finance Limited and Mass Financial Services to enhance our co-lending capability. In addition to the existing arrangements with Shriram Finance and Singularity, this collaboration will accelerate our AUM growth while improving the profitability. Looking ahead, we see considerable growth potential in the individual loan segments, particularly in Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets. The strong demand and existing credit gap present substantial opportunities for our industry. Our digital platform implementation is progressing well, and we expect to have all operations live by the end of this financial year. Additionally, we have made strides in improving our asset quality across all metrics, with our gross stage 3 ratio now at 3.13%, down from 3.39% in the previous quarter. Thank you all for your continued support, and I look forward to discussing our plans and answering any questions you may have. Now I invite CFO Rajni Gehlot to give you in detailed analysis of the financial numbers. Over to you, Rajni.
Thank you, Akash. Good afternoon and warm welcome to all the participants. Happy Dhanteras. Now I'd love to share the key financial highlights for the second quarter of financial year 2025. In Q2 2025, we achieved a disbursement of Rs. 59.05 crore, representing a substantial increase of 53.17% compared to Q1 figures. This growth was driven by our efforts to activate all business channels post-IPO and includes approximately 10 crores of trade advances extended to two-wheeler dealers. Our loan assets grew to Rs. 470.11 crore from 424.33 crore in last quarter, reflecting a quarter-over-quarter increase of 10.84%. Our interest income for Q2 stood at Rs. 23.59 crore, a 22.86% growth over from Q1 Rs. 19.20 crore. For interest expenses, we managed to bring down the interest expenses, and hence it is reduced by 7.56% from Q1, standing at Rs. 7.58 crore for Q2. Fee and other income recorded at rupees 2.56 crore for half year 2025. In Q2, OPEX was rupees 2.68 crore, reflecting a 39.5% increase from Q1 due to enhancement in our operations post-IPO. In view of cautious approach, we have increased provisioning in Q2 to 0.66 crore from 0.22 crore in last quarter to maintain our asset quality. We achieved a PBT of rupees 10.08 crore from Q2 2025 with a quarter-on-quarter growth of 10.65%. Our PAT for Q2 2025 stood at rupees 8.14 crore. There is a slight dip of 5.46% in Q2 was due to applicability of income tax. Company loan assets net of ECL were at rupees 466.64 crore as of half year 2025 compared to 4111.21 crore in Q1. We continue to manage our borrowing efficiently. Our borrowing as on half year stood at 203.96 crore, while total equity reached to rupees 356.96 crore as on September 2024. Our return on equity improved to 11.55% in half year 2025 from 9.85% in Q1, reflecting our increased profitability. Interest yield comes to 19.81% as on half year 2025. Our NIM stands strong at 12.51%. Our gross NPA and NNPA have shown positive trends, with GNPA reducing to 3.13% and NNPA to 1.47%. In summary, Q2 2025 has been a strong quarter with increased disbursement, growth in our loan assets, and prudent management of expenses and provisioning. We are confident in our ability to sustain this momentum by keeping our focus on asset quality and profitability. Thank you for your attention.
Yeah. Now we can take the questions from the investors.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Aditya, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Sir, there are a few questions. What was the GNPA for this quarter?
3.31%. So GNPA for this quarter was 3.31%. 3.13%.
And sir, what is the ticket size of our SME loan?
So the average ticket size is somewhere around 7 to 8 lakhs that is coming. But we give the loans from 2 lakhs to 30 lakhs normally. For any higher ticket size, there is a deviation process which is through which we take the approval and then only we give the loan of higher ticket size.
But average ticket size is 7 lakh rupees approx.
Yes, average ticket size comes to 7 lakh rupees.
7 lakh rupees. And sir, what is the bifurcation of our book on the basis of secured and unsecured?
So our complete book is secured. We don't do unsecured business. As of now.
Okay, and in FY26 we are planning to give the Mahila loan, that would be secure, right?
So currently we are planning only secure loans. Even for women entrepreneurs also we plan to give secure loans only. Company has not decided to give unsecured loans.
Okay. And sir, any guidance for current financial year?
So current financial year, we see that we will reach an AUM of around 650 crores. That's what we have planned in the initial of the, at the start of the financial year. And we are hopeful that we will reach that AUM target by the end of March 25. Profitability, in terms of profitability, we will be achieving a PAT of, we are targeting to achieve a PAT of around 35 crores. So thereby giving a return on equity of around 13%.
And guidance on the book side, the GNPA side.
GNPA we are taking stringent actions to reduce our GNPA. What we are targeting is that we will reach and we will reduce our GNPA to around 2.75% by the end of this financial year.
Because recently many big banks have did see some huge cuts in their MFI book.
So we are not doing any finance in MFI sector. So that challenge is not faced by us. We are totally doing secure loans, majorly vehicle loans and SME business loans, where we take security against our loan that we are providing.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. I'll get back to the queue.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. I had some questions on our SME segment. If you could just give some color on how the growth has been driven in terms of operational expansion and the additional debt that we have taken. So what has really driven growth for us in the SME amongst these two?
So, Rohan.
Yes.
As per our manager planning, post IPO, we have started expanding our geographical presence to the areas where we were not operating earlier. So if you can see that we have increased our branch size from 12, branch number from 12 to 24 in this quarter only. So by this we are targeting to achieve our targets. For SME segment, since there is been a demand for the small business owners, that has helped us to achieve the targets that we are trying to achieve. And we have seen a very good response. The new branches that we are opening, we are getting very good response in terms of business for SME as well as for vehicle loans. So that's how that we are operating, and we are planning to expand further and open new branches, and we continue to expand our geographical presence to newer areas. Currently, we are targeting to cater the four states that we are operating. Later on, we will move to nearby states.
Okay. And sir, in terms of creditworthiness, where there is where the borrowing rates are relatively higher, do we have any risk mitigation strategy or any parameters that you look at when assessing the creditworthiness?
So, definitely our credit process is very stringent while doing the loans. So, we do at least 2 to 3 PDs of that particular customer before disbursing him the loan. First, our sales team will go and they will take the full details of the customers. They will go to their business operations site. They will check whether whatever he is saying, whether that is true or not. They will check their records. Then our branch manager will visit again to that customer, and he will assess what the salesperson has given in his FI report. And if the branch manager is satisfied, then he will recommend that case to our credit team. And based on the size of the loan, then again our credit team will visit that person. So in that way, there is a three-tier layer of basically assessment of the credit of the customer. And only after that, we will disburse the loan. So we make sure that we assess his credit properly.
Okay. Understood. Fair enough, sir. And sir, in terms of this over-leveraging, any specific terms or loan terms or measures that we have to manage over-leveraging?
Yeah, so we usually restrict our FOIR to 60% only. So we don't fund normally beyond 60% of FOIR. So in that way, we make sure that there is not over-leveraging on the part of borrower.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. So just last on the SME part, so I believe almost 80% credit exposure is there in the SME. So any plans to reduce our business in that segment in compared to the other segments in terms of diversification?
Yeah. So what management has planned that in the long run, we want to reduce it to a level of 60% in the SME sector. So we are aggressively disbursing more in the vehicle loan segment. If you can see that in this quarter also, there has been an increase of 43% in this business loan in this vehicle loan segment as compared to 24% growth in the SME segment. But since the vehicle loans are for a shorter period of time, so they run down very fast. That's why in terms of AUM, it doesn't reflect that growth which actually is there in the disbursement side. So we are planning that in the long run, we'll reduce our SME exposure and the business loan exposure to around 60-65%, and the rest will be our vehicle loan segment.
Understood. Sir, this 60-65% would be estimated, say, in a year or 2 years? What kind of timeline?
What we are planning that by the year financial year 26, and we will try to reach this level.
Understood. Understood, sir. So just one last question, if I could get your views on the two-wheeler sector, because we hear sort of a slowdown or muted performance in two-wheelers. So are you seeing anything like that trends in terms of two-wheelers?
Yes. We also face this situation. Although our two-wheeler business has grown very rapidly, but during this festive season, we have witnessed this thing that as compared to last year, this year was somewhat muted. I hope that this will pick up and our two-wheeler business will grow very rapidly.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my questions. And all the best, Akash ji and Nirmal ji. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rohan. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Radhika Mishra, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Radhika.
Yeah. Hi. So my question was actually regarding the two-wheeler on the similar line that so what type of asset quality you think right now you are having in two-wheeler segment?
So, Radhika, we are at par with the industry. The current NPA ratio in two-wheeler is somewhere around 4% only. So this is at par with the industry, and we are aggressively targeting the customers who have defaulted or who have delayed the payment. So our collection team is focusing hard. And we have a full-blown strategy to collect those cases. In the event of any default, we issue a legal notice. Our collection team will go there and collect the amount. If it doesn't happen, then after default of three installments, we freeze the vehicle and accordingly recover our amount.
Okay. And can you shed some light on the asset quality of other segments?
So our overall GNPA is somewhere around 3.13%. So our business loan segment is having GNPA of 2.80%, and our vehicle loan is 4.29%.
Okay. Yes. One more question I had was regarding our SME segment. We like 80% of our credit is exposed to in the SME segment. So are we planning to diversify the same?
Yeah. In the previous questions, I replied that we are planning to diversify this whole business segment, and we are targeting that we will reduce our exposure in SME business loan from 78% currently to around 60-65% by the end of financial year 26. So we are progressing in that direction, and hopefully that we will achieve that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Radhika.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj from Rajani Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah. Hello, Manoj.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So, sir, just wanted, I mean, I had some company-specific questions and industry-specific questions. So, sir, company-wise, I mean, what is the average ticket size for us, like, for SME two-wheeler loans and also the commercial loans? Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. So basically, we are dealing in three products. So in two-wheelers, our average ticket size is somewhere around 80,000 rupees. In case of four-wheelers, our average ticket size is around 2.5 lakhs. And for SME, our average ticket size is 7-8 lakhs.
Okay, sir. So, what is the mechanism on that? Like, is it value-wise or just a percentage of the vehicle-wise?
So in case of two-wheelers, normally market practice is that LTV somewhere around 80%-85%. So whatever the showroom price, we fund around 80%-85%. In case of four-wheelers, since we are doing used commercial vehicles, so it again depends upon the market value of that vehicle and the IDV value. So whichever is lower, we fund around 70%-75% of that amount normally. In case of the SME loans, we look at the FOIR. Based on FOIR, we do the funding. And second criteria is the realizable value of the security that the person is providing to us. So we go up to 60% of that realizable value of the property. The maximum ticket size will be that.
Understood, sir. Then that is. Sir, and secondly, wanted to know that our credit exposure has been currently it is at least at 80% concentrated in the SME segments. So how are we planning to diversify it, or if we are not?
So Manoj, I replied it in earlier question also. Just to add to that, in the previous reply also, I told that we are planning to reduce our SME exposure to 60%-65% by the financial year 2026. Just to add to that, during this quarter also, we have a growth in finance in the vehicle segment of around 43% as compared to 24% in case of SME. So we are increasing our disbursements in the vehicle finance. So that's how we are targeting that we will reach to the milestone that we are targeting by the end of financial year 2026.
All right, sir. Thank you. That helps as well. Sir, just last question on the overall industry. So, like, are we observing any signs of over-leveraging in the system and our process to tackle that?
So our credit team looks at that the customer doesn't over-leverage. So we are in the case, normally this happens in the case of SME loans. So in case of SME loans, we restrict our exposure to 60% FOIR. So that includes his all existing obligations as well. So that way we target that the customer doesn't over-leverage.
Internal maximum obligation.
And we take the valuation also. So we restrict our whole exposure to 60% of the realizable value. In case if required, we take two valuations and our internal assessment is also done.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir, that helps a lot. Yeah. Thank you, sir. That's it from my end.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Jain, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah, hello, Rohan. You are audible.
Yeah, hello. Hello, sir. So just trying to understand, sir, on a geographical basis, like across the areas we serve, across the geographies we serve, is there any particular region or geography of concern where we are seeing recovery issues as such?
So we have not seen any geographical region where there is a concern as such. The concerns are same everywhere that whatever it has been raised, we take care of those concerns by the way of our credit appraisal. So we don't face such type of any particular region where there is concern. Although we have identified some negative areas where we don't fund, so we take care that we don't go there and fund.
Okay. Like any particular areas like that you would blacklist as such? Like, could you please elaborate?
So whenever we enter a new area, we first do a survey of that area, what has been the delinquency ratio there. We get information of that particular area from our credit bureaus also. So by that, after taking care of all these data points, then only we decide to whether we have to venture in this new area or not. So that's why we decide how to expand. So right now, presently, if there is any negative area that has been found, or we have any previous experience of any negative in that particular area, we don't venture into that area.
Right. Understood. Okay, a second similar lines basically. You know, across our different product categories, is there like any particular portfolio which is seeing like a major amount of stress, or like are we good across all our portfolio products?
So we are in line with whatever industry is facing right now. So our vehicle loan portfolio is having GNPA of 4% around, and in our SME portfolio, we are having GNPA of around 2.80%. We are trying to reduce this thing further down, and we are targeting that our overall GNPA will come down to 2.75% by the end of the financial year. So there is no much of concern in any particular area. In case of vehicle loans also, ultimately we recover the amount. Even if a product, if a loan gone in NPA and become an NPA, we ultimately recover that product. Because we are majorly working in rural and semi-urban areas, so at times, in case of rural sector, at times it happens that some of the borrowers miss their installments, but later on they pay it. So we recover that amount.
Okay. Understood. And across our different products, what would be the product which generates the highest amount of, you know, revenue for us, basically the highest interest income from that particular product? What would
so,
be that?
So as in terms of ROI, our ROI is highest in the case of used commercial vehicles. It ranges between 22 to 26%. In case of two-wheeler loans, our ROI is somewhere between 19 to 22%. And in case of SME, we are funding at in the range of 16% to 21%. So this is how our ROI sector, ROI is across different products.
Great. That's great to know. Okay, this last final question, sir. Across like the entire, on a company level, what would be our average cost of capital? Because money is the raw material for us. So like what would be our average procurement cost?
Certainly. So, cost of borrowing. So, just a second. I'll give you the number of the current quarter.
Yes.
So our current borrowing cost is somewhere around 14% right now. As we are moving ahead, we have filed for our rating increase. As you know that there has been a challenge in terms of RBI that is strengthening, regulatory strengthening very much on the overall exposure of banks to NBFC. So banks have curtailed funding, although we are getting sanctions from banks also. But this has impacted us. That's why we are majorly targeting the NBFCs who are lending us at the average rate of around 13 to 14%. So we are moving ahead with our rating upgradation also. So we are hoping that the post this result we will get a rating upgrade also. So we are trying that we reach at least one notch upgrade in our rating. That will help us in the reducing our overall borrowing cost later on. So we are targeting that by 100 basis point, we will reduce our borrowing cost by 100 basis point by the end of this financial year. And later on, as our rating will improve, and we will try to raise funds from the newer instruments also, then we hope that our overall borrowing cost will reduce to 12% or 12.5%.
Okay. Understood. That really helps. Thank you so much for all the answers.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Sopan Parekh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hello. Yes, sir. Your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Mr. Sopan, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello.
Yes.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you are audible. Yeah. So I just wanted to ask a couple of questions. The first one is, so the period of time, like from H1 FY24 to FY25, our debt to equity has reduced and our equity has increased by 50% and debt has increased by 16%. Why is the company doing constant capital infusion? Can you please elaborate?
So as you know that we have raised the equity in the month of June through IPO, thereby we raised 132 crores. Post that we have not raised any equity. Whatever increase there in the net worth or equity is through the profit that has been there in the company. Apart from that, we have not raised any capital post IPO.
Okay. Is the company not receiving any advocate deposits like from lenders, or is it expanding?
Come again?
Is the company not receiving any advocate deposits from its lenders as it is expanding?
No, no. We are continuously getting new sanctions from our lenders. Recently, we have received, we have added four new lenders in our KT. Recently, IOB has sanctioned us around 25 crores. Munawala has sanctioned us around 10 crores. Kisan Dhan has sanctioned around 5 crores. And similarly, new loans are in the pipeline, which we are hoping that we will get sanctioned in the month of November. So as far as debt raising or fundraising is concerned, we are not facing any challenge right now.
Okay. I want to, the second question I want to ask is, so our 80% of business is like exposure is on the SME segment. So are we planning to diversify?
Yes, we are planning to diversify. We want that we, the management is viewing that we will reduce our exposure to SME loans, particularly business loans, to a level of 60 to 65% by the financial year 26, by the end of financial year 26, and we are working in that direction. We are increasing our investment in vehicle loan segment.
Okay. What is the credit cost of the company?
So credit cost current in this current quarter our credit cost has been 0.22%, but overall we see that our credit cost on annual basis will be somewhere around 1%.
Okay. Okay. So one more question, sir. The yield, what is the yield that we are earning from each segment and what are the cost of deposit for the same?
So we are not, so as far as cost of borrowing is concerned, our average cost of borrowing is coming around to 14.5% around the mixed, the average. And our average yield is somewhere around 19.5% across all the products.
Okay. 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 Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is on the line of Akiket Redkar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and wish you a very happy Diwali to everyone.
Thank you. Happy Diwali to you as well.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I have a few questions. So, sir, I just wanted to understand, do we have any plan adjustment to our loan terms for the policy for the SME sector to better address the trend of this over-leveraging?
Come again?
So, is there any plan, plan adjustment for our loan term for the SME?
So, we have a credit policy where we have a defined tenures of from 3 years to normal 7 years. But in case of by taking deviations from the appropriate authority, we are going up to 10 years in case of certain cases. So as far as tenure is concerned, even product is concerned, we keep on adjusting our credit policy based on the market scenario, based on the overall our risk structure, based on our the feedback from the our sales team. So that's why we keep on changing our credit policy, maintaining the risk mitigations. So that our overall portfolio health doesn't deteriorate. So because this is the need of the market to keep on, we cannot stick to a particular policy and then we can operate. Because we do have in case of two wheelers,
each geographical region is having a different demography, different structure. So we have different policies for different geographical areas. Similarly, in case of SME loans also, we have different policy for different geographical areas.
Okay.
What exact competition is there? What is the demography of the whole borrower segment there? What is the nature of the business? It all depends upon that.
Okay. Okay. And sir, follow up with that question. So currently we have a presence in 4 states. Correct.
Yeah.
So is there any plan to, in terms of expansion to other states, do we have any plans in the upcoming year?
So if you look at that, even in these 4 states, we have not covered these 4 states fully. So first of all, we want to expand in these 4 states only. So currently, like, we are having only 3 branches in MP, 3 branches in Gujarat, and 3 branches in Maharashtra. So in this current financial year, we are planning to double these branches in these states. Even in Rajasthan also, we have not covered even 30 to 35% area. So still, the 65% area is not tapped by us. So there is enough room for us to first expand in these states only, and then we will move towards the neighboring states.
Okay, okay. And sir,
please fall back in the queue for further questions.
Okay, okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhaskar, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Hello.
Hello, hello, Bhaskar.
Thank you, sir. Sir, एक IPO proceeding के बाद में क्या company की कोई rating up हुई है और नहीं हुई तो rating कब तक होने का है? Current status क्या है?
Since हमारा जो last rating हुआ था, since the last rating was done in the month of March only. So at least we need 6 months to go for a further rating upgrade. Post our September results, we are going for our rating upgrade, and we have filed the papers with our rating agency and hope that within 10 to 15 days, we will get the update on the rating, and we are quite hopeful that we will get an upgrade.
Thank you. Achha, present AUM kya hai aur assumption kya karte hai? Ap log March tak AUM kitna upgrade ho jayega?
So the current AUM is 495 crores, and we are expecting that we will reach 650 crores by the end of this March.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neha Jain, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Neha.
I just wanted to understand what is the average ticket size change in the secured loan segment, and do you see any change in that, and how much time does it take for that, for the entire verification process?
Okay, your question is about the average ticket size in SME loan, na?
Right,
yes. Yeah, SME loan, our average ticket size comes to around 7 to 8 lakhs. Though we have a total range of from 2 lakhs to 30 lakhs, we do the SME loans. But our average ticket size comes at 7 to 8 lakhs.
And do we see that increasing over time?
No. Majority of our, since our area operation is majorly in rural and semi-urban areas, so majority of our loans are in the range of this price target only.
Okay. And sir, are we planning to foray into secured loan segments through digital platform?
So we will not we are completely digitalizing our operations, but we won't be doing any funding like fintech company do. There will be an internal process only through that after, because in secured loans it cannot be done on the base of online application. Unless we have done that, until we do the PD of that particular customer. So we don't do such type of loans. So what we are planning is that we will digitalizing our whole operation so that from loan initiation to loan disbursement and the loan management, complete cycle is taken care on the digital platform. Even the customer can check their loan balances, loan statements, that will be provided to that features will be provided to customers also. So in that way, we are targeting to reduce our TAT and grow rapidly.
Okay, sure, sir. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Doshi from N3 Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations and thanks for the opportunity.
Sir, yeah, thank you, Aditya.
Thank you, sir. Sir, my question is related to our other operating income. So last quarter we had around 2 crores of and this quarter we have around 45 lakhs, 43 lakhs something. So was there any one-off or what's the scope here?
Yeah, so that was a one-off transaction. We since we are in this finance field, we have tied, we have association with various banks. So there was a one-off assignment which we have done for a particular company for which we have raised some funds. So that was the income from doing that assignment.
Okay. Sir, and second on the asset quality side, can you give the breakup between SMA1, SMA2 and SMA3 buckets?
Yeah, just hold on. I give you that thing.
No, sure.
Just a second, Adit.
Yes.
So actually, total one around 1% of portfolio is under SMA 1, and around 1.17% is under. So SMA 2, we are having around 0.83%, and 0.83%.
Okay.
And our NPA is 3.13%.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And if I see our disbursements for this quarter is around 55-60 crores, and this was still now around 96-97 crores. So our target of 300 crores this year is doable, still achievable.
So since you know that we have opened new branches and these branches will generate business henceforward in quarter two and quarter three and quarter four. So we are quite hopeful that we will achieve these targets.
Okay, great, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question once again. Sir, happy Diwali, sir. I forgot to mention that earlier. And
happy Diwali, Aditya.
Sir, one question is how much of our business is coming from co-lending business?
So around 25 crores is our co-lending books right now. We are aggressively expanding in our co-lending segment also. So we have opened a new line with Mars. So in case of SME loans, so we are targeting that every month around 40-50% business will be done in co-lending in case of SME business. And for used commercial vehicle, we are targeting around 50% business will be done in used commercial vehicle under co-lending.
Okay, and sir, what is a typical arrangement with a co-lending partner like Mass or some other Shriram or someone else?
So in case of, usually in case of vehicle loans in the under used commercial vehicle, there is a ratio of 90-10, 90% is the 90% share is of co-lending partner and 10% is ours. In case of SME loans, it is 50-20. So 80 is our co-lending partner share and 20 is ours.
The share is on the risk side or on the profit side?
The share is for the risk as well as the contribution side, both. The ROI is worth like that. There is a hurdle rate. Above that, on the whole amount, we charge the interest. Their rate is fixed, whatever rate we decided mutually. And above that, the complete spread is ours. So that's why it helps us in improving our profitability as well.
Okay, okay. So basically, let's say the hurdle rate is 10%, then about 10%, you will get interest.
Yes, the above 10%, the complete interest will be ours.
Okay, okay, okay. So complete, and the 10% will be born in the share of 90-10, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, okay, okay. And so, are you planning for a physical meeting with investors? Because you are based out of Udaipur and I'm based out of Jodhpur, Rajasthan.
So hopefully we are attending an investor meet in the month of November in Mumbai. So there we can meet. We will share the details of that investor meet. It is on the, I think, the Anand Rathi Group is planning for that investor meet. So it's a investor conclave where we are also participating. So hopefully we will meet there.
Okay. And sir, what is the cost to open a branch?
So it again depends upon the geography where we are opening it. So we have categorized our branches under four category, A, B, C, D category. So if we are opening in a big center, then the cost will be different. And if we are operating in a rural center, that cost will be different. So depending on the geography, it normally works. So normally it ranges between 2 lakhs to 2 lakhs to 5 lakhs, depending upon the geography. This is the normal initial investment that we do.
Okay, 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 okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. Happy Diwali once again to you and your team, sir.
Very much.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. We have reached the end of our Q&A session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nirmal Kumar Jain for closing comments.
Thank you all, and wishing you happy Diwali and Dhanteras, and we look forward for continuous support of all the investor, and 100% we are confident that whatever we have committed means we will fulfill our target and projections, and we look forward for continuous support. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of AdFactors IR, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.